One of those competing demands will be our subject on Morning Edition this week. We're going to examine some attempts to solve the shortage of affordable food. And we'll focus on the experience of one country in Central America, Honduras. In that one small country, you can see almost every part of the global food situation. NPR's Dan Charles reports it's a country where farming is back in fashion.
When it comes to growing food, Honduras has everything. It's a miniature version of the whole world. There's a little bit of Iowa here in the Comayagua Valley. Rodolfo Rubio's corn is tall and green and genetically engineered.
With biotechnology, we feel like we're part of first world agriculture. We don't have to be jealous of our cornfields in Iowa.
And just like those farmers in Iowa, he's making good profits these days. Other cornfields could just as easily be in some of the poorest parts of Africa.
Primero se limpia antes de quemar.
First, we clear off the field. We cut the weeds, then burn them, and then spray with chemicals.
Santiago Gonzalez grows corn and beans on a rocky hillside near Lake Yohoa.
We plant by hand because we don't have the resources for machinery.
Even though he grows food, Gonzalez doesn't grow enough to feed his own family year-round. And when he goes to the market these days, rice costs twice what it did a year ago. Beans, 50% more.
Sometimes we eat, and sometimes we don't. And when we eat, it's very poorly, because our situation is very difficult here. And I can tell you this, we and our children and our grandchildren will have to eat each other when we're hungry.
The story is similar across the globe. Expensive food and empty stomachs. There have been food riots from Haiti to Egypt. It's forced government officials in Honduras to reconsider a lot of things they thought they knew about food and farming. Officials like Arturo Gallo. He's in charge of science and technology for the Honduran Ministry of Agriculture.
20 years ago, the international institution told us that there was no sense, you know, to produce grains, that we better buy them and bring them from outside.
It seemed that Honduras's traditional farmers, the ones with just a few acres of poor land, could never compete with corn or rice from the U.S. or Argentina.
In the last two decades, grain producers went broke.
The world's smartest economists told the Honduran government growing corn and beans is for losers. Invest your money, they said, in things with a future, textile exports or tourism, and those subsistence farmers will get real jobs in the city. The government of Honduras neglected its small farmers, and the country now imports most of its corn and rice. But Porfirio Lobo, the leader of the opposition National Party, who's running for president, says those policies now are changing.
It has to change. As bad as wars are, it's even more dangerous not to have enough food.
Arturo Gallo's agency within the Ministry of Agriculture has begun a massive effort to distribute fertilizer and seeds to 250,000 of the country's smallest farmers, the ones growing corn and beans.
We believe, you know, in this government that the first thing that we had to do is to provide food for our population.
There's a lot of skepticism in Honduras about that program. Some critics say the government is just trying to buy votes. But it is a signal that farmers aren't forgotten anymore. And this is true far beyond the borders of Honduras. Robert Townsend, a senior economist at the World Bank in Washington, says around the world, farmers, international organizations, and private foundations are sinking money into food production.
So I think it's a global response. And from our own part, we're scaling up our support for agricultural development, particularly in Africa.
They're sending out agricultural advisors, building roads into previously isolated areas, providing seeds and fertilizer for reasonable prices. Some of these programs started even before the current food crisis, but now they've become urgent. Townsend believes they will work. Poor farmers can grow more food. What's not so clear is whether they can do it quickly. For NPR News, I'm Dan Charles.
Tomorrow, we'll keep learning how one country is responding to the food crisis. Part of the problem is getting food to market, and part of the solution may involve Walmart.